Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Adam Spellhaug with Peterson Farm Seed.
Sure. Adam Spellhaug, Peterson Farm Seed. I'm the agronomist.
Agronomist. Okay. I think last time I talked to a man named Nolan, and he was involved with some precision agriculture. Is that kind of what you're doing?
Yeah. I do everything from scouting fields, checking customers, problem issues, researching new genetics, and then precision agriculture is still a major part of that, too. Nolan works on my team, but we're just trying to see how a lot of this precision agriculture will fit with guys, how it can fit in their operations, how they can utilize it.
Nolan Berg, right?
Yes. Yep.
Good memory. Okay.
Yep.
For those people who might be a little bit of the old-fashioned farmer who still likes to get in the combine and still likes to get in the tractor, describe what precision agriculture is like your Webster.
I'm kind of half and half. I still like doing the driving the tractor, driving the combine too. I don't think we'll ever get away from that. But precision just, it helps your efficiency, I think, is the biggest thing. You know, with all these tools, we're going to be able to hopefully reduce our nitrogen inputs, place our seed better, get better data, utilize some of the information we're getting now, incorporate that all into a precision prescription kind of for each field versus just kind of blanket applying everything, here and there.
I've been covering UAS drones and UAVs even for about 10 years now. And the example that Doug Goring and I used to give quite a few people is one of these drones would fly over a row of sunflowers, for example. It would spot one single pathogen or disease on one plant, and it would tell some four-wheeler ATV drone to go down the row, missed the chemical on it, saving the farmer thousands and millions of dollars in pesticides and chemicals. Where are we at with that hypothesis example? Are we there yet?
No, we're not there yet at all. I think I always say there's kind of three steps. There's kind of the hardware, the ship, flying it. Then we have the stitching, putting the pictures together, then that analyzing the image at the end, and then maybe doing, maybe a fourth step is doing something proactive with that. That third and fourth step are still kind of missing. So the analytics, the algorithms, identifying that pathogen, we're not there yet. We can see that the plant is healthy or not, but we can't tell why. And that's where this industry needs to go is. And if that comes from a drone image or just a good satellite image, either way, that's where we need to get to is something identifying what's going on in that field to help us out to make those decisions a little bit better.
If I'm hearing you right, we can identify if there is a problem, but not quite what that problem is yet. So we don't know if it's blight or if we don't know if it's a mite, spider mites,
or sulfur, if it's just a deer chewed on it. There could be all sorts of issues in agriculture. There's so many different variables out there. And so that's going to be hard too, because like I said, there's so many things going on. How to get specified down to what one thing is going on in that field. And usually there's multiple things we have to address.
How about when it comes to livestock? I know in Australia they were doing some studies about the tree canopies detecting koala bears. North Dakota right now is doing some waterfowl testing. Are we at the point where we're going to be counting our cattle with these, or is that coming down the path?
I think so, and I've got a friend of mine that's got a big feedlot too, and that's kind of where he's been looking at trying to get some of those things. I think what I've seen now on some of the FLIR infrared cameras, maybe the definition is quite there. So if you've got 30 head together, you're going to see one big red blob. Ideally we want 30 little red blobs out of that big pack together. Cattle aren't always separated out individually and all over and easy to pick out. So I think some of those definitions have to still get there, but I think that's definitely going to be a useful tool for those ranchers coming down.
How are we talking for costs these days? I mean, they've gone down significantly over the last 10 years. Are they getting to the point where the average farmer can afford these yet?
I think, especially some of these, like the DJI quadcopter is getting down to be a pretty reasonable buy for, $2,000, being able to use that for scouting, and now you can do some mapping with it.
To listen to the full-length interview with Adam Spellhaug with Peterson Farm Seed, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
On the market, you can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit CafeCapitalism.com. That's CafeCapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit CafeCapitalism.com. That's CafeCapitalism.com.
Candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services. Cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Hot stuff will say, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million, too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.